podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to A Choir Kid's Dream, where I, DJ Melody, will teach you how to songwrite, record, and market your music. Melody back here, and we're back to talk about voice types and vocal range today and how to really show off whatever you have, whether it be covers, original songs, or whatever you want to do. So to start out, if you went from E2 to E4, then you're a bass. So basses can also sing from C2 to G4, but usually they have like a lower, really rich voice, like Johnny Cash, "Whoa, I'm on fire," or that kind of voice. So a baritone can go from A2 to A4, maybe even F2 to C5. So that's more those higher ranges that we really like to see in guys like Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley. I have a friend who can sing about A2 to C3. So it's a relatively small range, but he's a baritone and he can sing the song Upside Down from Curious George. And I harmonize pretty well with him because I kind of have a little bit of a lower range too. And actually, something we were going to learn later, closer harmonies work better. So if you have like a similar voice type to the person you're harmonizing with, it works really well because you can switch back and forth. That's something I really like to do, but we do also see a lot of people with very different voice types harmonizing, so that's very subjective. But yes, that's the baritone range. The tenor range can be from C3 to C5, so we see a lot of that in guys like Freddie Mercury, who can really hit it big. Freddie Mercury has a huge range, but it's timbre. Timbre is actually why we call it a tenor, because it sounds a little higher. A really bright timbre is going to be a countertenor, so that's guys that they say, oh, they're singing a lot of lady songs. That would be a countertenor. So now we're going to go into the three main woman voice types. And not listed in these three is a contralto, which is the rarest type. That's a little bit lower than the alto. But the alto is from F3 to F5. So that's why they say in choir, they only sing in middle C. Very rich coffee shop kind of voice, like Nora Jones. Don't know why I didn't come. So I have a little bit of that lower range myself. I do classify myself as a mezzo-soprano just because I do hit right from A3 to A6, and that voice type is usually between A3 and A5. And well-known mezzo-sopranos do tend to have a little bit high but also low, so like Carrie Underwood. And I dug my key into the side. So yeah, she kind of goes high and low, so kind of like a little bit of both. So I would classify myself as a mezzo soprano. But I do like singing those lower songs like Adele and whatnot. I go back and forth. I mean, it's okay if you don't know your exact voice type, but it is good to be aware of what you sing well and maybe what not to do. So like I try not to sing too many soprano songs. That's from C4 to C6, just because that higher range is kind of stretching for me. Some stuff that we know is like Kelly Clarkson, Mariah Carey, all of that. But it's a good challenge and I know how to expand my voice. And some of the songs sound good, some of their lower songs. So you never know. It's always good to know how to move your voice around. And also the timbre affects it. So when I say timbre, I mean you can have a bright timbre or a dark timbre. So even if my range went all the way to a soprano range, which it kind of does, I'm still either a mezzo or an alto, because you hear that kind of low husky part I have a little bit, like into the side. If I had a more like into the side, see how I'm singing the same note the second time, it sounds brighter. If I naturally sang brighter, then that would be a brighter timbre and that would be more high. And that goes same for boys, right? A brighter timbre would be more tenor and a lower timbre would be more bass. And you can change it too yourself. I think for me, I really like messing with my breath when I sing. I think that can help me a lot. So I kind of try to belt to get that like higher timbre when I do it. I try to make it sound lighter, kind of musical theater. So how I do that is, it's really silly, but I have this vocal exercise where I go, "Nyeh, nyeh." And what I try to do is I try to open from the throat to kind of the top part of my, the roof of my mouth. "Nyeh, eh, eh." And I try to get the, eh, like a squeaky part. "Nyeh." And then I try to sing it. So I go, "Eh, eh." And for me, I use a lot of breath and I use a lot of vibrato. And we're going to talk about mic technique in a sec, but what I should have done is move away from the mic if I know I was going to go louder, because fun fact, if you're singing something a little out of your range, sounds too loud, it kind of sounds like you're straining. But anyways, so, yeah, or I can even use it in a belting, kind of use that lower part. So for me, like, I just love doing runs. I love singing a little lower. So you can kind of do exercises if you want to sing lower and do a bunch of runs. Maybe you know that one song by Beyonce where it's like, hit me like a ray, running through my darkest night. So I mainly focused on hitting that low note. And now if I want it to sound better, I need to work on having more breath. That's something that I'm huge in on singing, because sometimes you can't really control your rasp or your style, but you can always control how hard you're going at a song, and you can control how soft or loud you're doing it. So I could go, running through my darkest night. So see how I waited a little bit to the second half of that riff, so I got more breath. Now, if I kept practicing and practicing, I could eventually find a way to spread out. Or maybe that's not my style. Maybe I need to go slower with it. Maybe I need to avoid the run. Running through my darkest night. So there's definitely, depending on the cover you're doing, you can change it up a little bit. You don't have to hit that really difficult part if you're not ready yet. And you can always just practice what makes you feel comfortable at the end of the day. But yes, there are ways to kind of expand your range. And one thing I'm going to show you on the piano again, if you want to take a seat by your piano, you could play the C chord, which is C, E, and G. And then if you want to take it to the seventh, so move that G over one, you go, ah, ah, ah. And how you get that progression and follow it on the piano is basically you have that first note that I taught you, then you put everything over, I think it's a whole step on the piano. So that would be two keys, including the black one. So you move everything over two keys, and then you constantly keep going until you go as high as you can, and then even go down with that same kind of pattern to go as low as you can, and that can really help you expand your range. A lot of people sometimes even go like they move their lips with it because they really want to get the sound and kind of avoid the ahs and oohs when they're practicing. Me personally, I think it's easier to go ah on the really high notes than oh on the really low notes. And so when I'm really challenging myself, I try to make it easier for myself, or I try to do what the song needs me to do. So like my high note that I like to hit in the Star Spangled Banner is I go, over the land of the free. And again, that's not perfect. I'm not warmed up. But basically, I would go, and so I would kind of just keep practicing that. And one thing you want to keep in mind is to try to enunciate properly, even if it's difficult. Ooh, ee-ah. And kind of like when you get those vowels, like ee-ah, it's kind of ee-ah, kind of like coat them a little bit and make it sound a little different. You don't have to be so ee, eh, ah, because if you make it sound too much exactly like the letter, then it makes it sound a little like cheesy, and you don't want that. You want kind of a nice rich tone. But there's different ways of singing. Like, I know that musical theater is very like perfect pitch, very like eh, kind of that kind of sound. So everyone has a different style. But yeah, I would encourage you to just sing whatever you want to sing, right? It may not be what is suited for your range right now or what's perfect, but the more you sing what you enjoy, the more you're going to sing, the more you're going to practice. You can always go up or down an octave if you really want to sing that song. And I do encourage you to vocally warm up about 10 minutes at least before every time you sing. And I do encourage you also at the end of every singing session for about 10 minutes, practice something out of your range and do it on purpose and add some more breaths if you need, or figure out where you're sounding off, because maybe you can hit the note, but you just need to take a breath before. Or maybe you can hit it, but you need to hit it with a different tone, whether that be singing at the top of your voice, singing it brighter. Maybe you need more breath and you need it to sound more low, or maybe you need to add a run. There's a lot of ways to style it up to get yourself to sound really cool. There also are some other side things that might be affecting the way you sing. I personally have asthma and acid reflux and sometimes sleeping issues. So I use a CPAP to sleep. So just making sure that I'm not choking in my sleep or I'm taking my inhaler when I have an asthma attack or I'm going on runs to prevent acid in my throat. All those things can very much affect your singing. With my style of singing, I do need to go running a lot to kind of keep my lungs dilated and ready to belt. But everyone has different styles. I know some people sing really well through their throat, and for whatever reason, they don't need a lot of air to sing really well. And I think that's really cool, but I can't personally speak on that style because I'm more speaking from a technical standpoint. My grandma taught me how to sing, and she was in the San Francisco Opera, so she taught me a little bit of like this classical kind of background. Speaking of style, there's also a thing I want to talk about in singing, and that's dynamics. So I already talked about it a little bit, like I talked about the timbre, but now we're going to talk about dynamics, so bigger and smaller volume. I talked about it, you know, how you don't, when you're going out of your range a little bit, you don't want it to sound like you're pushing, but I also want to say that sometimes it's good to purposely do dynamics based off how you feel a song. So maybe during a really emotional, poignant part of the song, maybe you do want to belt it out a little bit more, like a strong part of a chorus. Or when you're kind of slow in the beginning, maybe a part where the singer is supposed to be disillusioned, maybe you're kind of going slower, more melodic. Kind of feel it out for what you want to do with that, because dynamics is everything in singing, and it's all up to you. I personally really like to just sing exactly how I feel, and I try to pick songs that I relate to. My grandma growing up, she always told me, do not pick a song you don't relate to. Whether that be a love song, or that be a song about losing your job, or a song about working long hours. If you haven't done that, don't sing it. And I know there's a lot of different opinions on this, but I think there's some truth to that. I remember she told me specifically about heartbreak. It's really hard to pick a heartbreak song when you haven't gone through a breakup. And I told her, you know, I kind of have, you know, I had a thing. This was in high school, by the way. I had a thing. I love my boyfriend right now. And she goes, no, have you had the feeling of really, really, really longing for that person that you love, desperate for them, you need them, and you couldn't have it? Did you ever have that? And I was like, no, I guess not. And she's like, get your heart broken and then go back and sing that song another time. There's certain validity to that statement that I think singing is somewhat emotional kind of pursuit that I think a lot of us don't really think about it that way, but it is. And I think you do need to have a lot of emotional experiences, or even if you're not that much of an emotional person, you need to kind of list off things in your life that make you emotional and then go for that when you sing. And for me personally, I did have that big heartbreak. And I think for me, I had a lot of philosophical realizations. I was like, okay, like I'm going to sing about missing that person or like wanting that special someone. And I think it definitely shines in my voice now. And I think I know kind of what to enunciate in the song that I'm singing. In worse circumstances, you are having a trouble relating to something similar, or you haven't gone to at least talk to someone about kind of what they think are the most important lyrics in a song. Because I think for me, that's when you're picking what lyrics to enunciate. And I think it's especially important for those songs that have really heavy verses and less of a chorus. So for example, I'm just going to sing, look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. Feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. So I kind of enunciated hand and helpless big time, because that's you're holding their hand and you feel helpless. But anyways, I think that's important to think about. Also, speaking of mic techniques, I just did it again. I should have went away from the mic because I know that my singing voice is a little louder than my talking voice. In our next episode, I'm going to give you a little bit of an introduction to equipment and song writing on multi-track, but also going out and performing as a singer a little bit. I kind of wants you to know a little bit about that mic technique and a little bit also about starting out on instruments and getting yourself in the studio with a song that you might like and kind of how to tell if you're on the right track to writing a good song or not. But yeah, I think feeling the song is a great segue. And I really hope that my vocal technique helped you out. I hope you know what voice type you are now. You're all ready to go and find those songs to sing. So tune in next time to Choir Kids Dream by DJ Melody.